This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There we were in our morning production meeting the other day when somebody brought up something called the Federal Games Guild. Turns out it's been around for a while, the guild has. Started in the Obama White House, now housed in the Wilson Center, an organization, informal by its own description, of government agencies that see merit in using games to help people understand sometimes really complicated policy issues. Elizabeth Newberry is the director of the Serious Games Initiative at the Wilson Center, also the chair of the FGG. Welcome to the program.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
So when you go to a dinner party or a cocktail party or the kids' soccer game or whatever, and somebody says, what do you do? And you say, I'm the director of the Serious Games Initiative at the Wilson Center, and I'm also affiliated with the Federal Games Guild. Then what happens?
Well, typically they ask me to explain Minecraft to them. But more importantly, I explain that I have a background and PhD in game studies from Cornell University, and part of my job is to use games for positive outcomes or social good and to tackle leading policy issues of today.
Well, keep going with the policy issues thing. What makes a good policy game?
Yeah, so at the Wilson Center, we're an international-focused think tank. We also develop games and try to help engage broad dynamics of stakeholders, in my case, often middle school students and up, on leading policy issues. So one of our games is called The Fiscal Ship. It's on the federal budget and national debt.
That is a hard game, by the way. It is a super hard game.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can...
You sound surprised that I've played.
No, it's not that you've played. I've played it before, everything from, again, middle school students to members of Congress. And it's interesting how everyone comes with a different lens to that particular game.
We should say here that Fiscal Ship is a game about the federal budget, and you get some policy objectives or you choose yours, and then you have to make the budget work. And as I said, and maybe it's just me, I think it's really hard. How does one, however, go about getting involved with the game world for these kinds of policy games that you're talking about? I mean, not everybody has a PhD in game studies, right?
Yeah. So, and thank you again for the, obviously you have played the Fiscal Ship. I should also note that you can play it at fiscalship.org yourself and see if you can do better than we can at it.
Do you know the secret cheat code for Fiscal Ship? I mean, all games have cheat codes, right?
Well, I can't give all the secrets, but I will say that the game will stop you if the goals that you set are too hard. Most of the time you can get to the goals and reducing national debt in about 14 moves or so.
Oh, wow. I'm terrible.
I'll slip you the cheat codes then after this talk.
Maybe afterward. But seriously, look, the Federal Games Guild and the Serious Games Initiative, It's serious work, right? Because you want people to learn and understand this stuff.
Exactly. So games can be really used to help motivate people to learn. The other thing that we know games are really good at is that they're really good at helping to make things that are otherwise really potentially dangerous, such as crashing the federal budget. But also I'm thinking of my colleagues at the CDC who developed VR experiences for everything from labs to coal miners, and just making those experiences safe and accessible and dynamic in a way, and testing it and providing that sort of an avenue for training that you wouldn't otherwise have.
Yeah. So what are games bad at then? What doesn't work in your policy gaming world, right?
So I would say that they're not necessarily as good at like a graduate level course in economics, for example. You're not going to get the same thing from reading a 25-page policy brief as you'll get from a game, but more people, I bet, will play my game than they will read a 25-page policy brief.
I'm not taking that bet. That is a safe bet. Outside of policy games, like when you go home and you're done with gaming professionally for the day, are you a gamer in real life too?
Yes, I do play video games. It's a part of the job, but also something that I enjoy. And in point of fact, the reason I got into the field I'm interested in is because there aren't a lot of women gamers out there. I grew up with three brothers who would notoriously keep me out of the Sega Genesis room and that sort of thing while they were playing. And so, of course, I had to go on and make a professional focus to show them that I can do better than they can.
All right. Well, on the theory that they might be listening, because you'll tell them that you're on, can you beat them now?
They probably wouldn't admit it, but I probably can beat them at a couple of things.
Elizabeth Newberry, she is the director of the Serious Games Initiative at the Wilson Center, also the chair of the Federal Games Guild. Elizabeth, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.